As you remember, maybe, our city, our bar. Walking up Seward Street, we join Joe Treadwell and Kent Flash Clark.
Flash, Flash, come on with me. I need you to witness.
What? What? Have you been born again, Joe?
No. You remember that strong box you found?
Oh, yeah. We didn't find nothing in it. Nothing you'd want, Joe. Just a little gold.
What? A little gold?
Well, it's cold, I mean. It's a little cold, I said.
Well, I don't care what was in that box. The false bottom had my deed to the land the capital's on. My great-grandfather Hiram Treadwell was laying out cold in the canoe with Dick Harris and Joe Juno when they found the first gold in town. Hiram sobered up only in time to claim a little land, the land the capital is setting on. It's mine.
So what are you gonna do?
I'm going up there and clear him out. I need you for a witness as I invoke my legal right.
But Joe, I voted against the capital move.
And behind the grill at Ground Chuck's Burger in a Bun, we find Charles Sharp and Igor.
You see, people like good food. It's okay, we're making money.
We really are? Serving sirloin and making money? Well, I guess figures don't lie.
But liars keep on figuring.
Right, Igor. If that's true, I can do something I've always wanted to do.
Spend the weekend in Douglas.
Please, no.
Spend 2 weekends in
no,
Douglas.
No, no. Run for city attorney.
Conflict of interest, wouldn't it? We've been running from the city attorney for years.
But don't you see, Igor? Once I become city attorney, we can run this town.
But are you qualified?
Of course. I've got the name, don't I?
Charles Sharp.
At the airport, we find Mary Beth Breedlove waiting for her bags.
Sam! Oh, Sam!
Sorry I'm late, Mary Beth. The traffic was backed up at Fred Mart. They had a sale on collapsible coat hangers.
That's okay. I've only been waiting for my luggage for the past 45 minutes.
Maybe it was beamed away. Like you... So how was Milwaukee, anyway?
Oh, Sam, I've never experienced anything like it before. My whole body started tingling mysteriously.
Yeah.
And the next thing I knew, I was in Milwaukee, in a brewery, floating in a vat of Schmitz.
What a space bridge.
Well, of course, I took advantage of the sales and maxed out my Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. But it's all gone.
Oh, take it easy, Mary Beth. Have you asked the airlines about your luggage?
Yes, and they told me it cost $25 per piece for a baggage check.
They can't do that.
That's what I said, but the security guard threatened to shoot me. They told me I just have to wait till it got here.
Olivia has been shopping at Boutique Baget. As she leaves, she bumps into her long-lost lover, Guinness Stout.
Guinness Stout, you stood me up a month ago. You never called, you creep. How dare you show up now, in the same town, on the same street?
Stood you up? You aren't even lying down. I meant to call, but in the middle of the night I got me a call and I hopped the ferry right then.
You're going to be a priest?
Nay, celibacy doesn't turn me on. No, I'm going to be a writer. I've been to Louis L'Amour's writing camp. Look, I didn't call because I didn't want to wake you, darling.
You became a writer at Louis L'Amour's writing camp? Oh, Guinness, I'm so proud of you. You're a writer. How chic.
Well, maybe almost. What I got at Louis L'Amour's writing camp was a crippling case of writer's cramp.
Oh, Guinness, you poor dear. I'll nurse those poor digits back to health. Guinness, I found the cutest place in the Highlands for us.
The Highlands? That's the wrong corner of the British Isles for me.
In Dennis Harbor, we find Buck looking for Susie aboard the Rust Bucket.
I'll get to the bottom of this fishy business. Susie, you home?
Buck, I've been worried that you were avoiding me.
Me? No. In fact, I've been thinking about you a lot.
Sweet thing.
Honey, I have a serious question.
But, Buck, I'm still married, I think.
That's what I want to talk to you about, Susie.
I don't know how it works when someone disappears that way.
What way? How does someone just disappear?
Well, I think he'd have to be gone for 7 years for the court.
Where is he?
Well, he got kind of crabby and...
Did you have a fight?
Well, that too, but then we made up and...
Yeah? Then what?
Buck, this is your father we're talking about.
I know. Where is he?
He kind of drifted away.
I've been looking for my father for 4 years now. Where is he? You had a fight, you went out together, you were low on bait, and a couple of days later, you come back with a boatload of crab. What happened?
Stay tuned, maybe, for another episode of Our City, Our Bar.
As you remember, maybe, Our City, Our Bar. Let's join Mary Beth Breedlove and Igor in our bar during the first part of their date, strictly platonic.
Thanks for calling, Igor. Where are we going tonight?
I thought you might like to go to the seminar.
The seminar? What seminar?
Well, now that you're out of a job.
Out of a job? You mean I'm fired? Mm-hmm. But Mr. Sharp didn't even give me notice.
Yes, he did. He noticed you haven't been around for the last 3 weeks. I tried to tell him you were being to Milwaukee. By the way, did you ever find your bags?
No, but I'm collecting overflight credits every day. They're probably going first class wherever they are. But Igor, that's really not important. How am I going to support myself?
That's why I thought you should go to the seminar.
What's this seminar you keep talking about anyway?
It's called PGS, Pigs.
Pigs? You're into pigs now, Igor?
Yes, but I like you too.
Igor!
Just kidding. PIG stands for Personal Gratification Seminar.
PGS. Where'd you hear about it?
In old McDonald. With an oink oink here and an oink oink
Igor.
There. You a pig?
Igor! Are you working for McDonald's?
No.
I thought you were head cook at Ground Chuck.
Yes, lighten up, Mary Beth. Can't you take a joke? I'm talking about Personal Gratification Seminar. It's sweeping the nation and the school district. You could get a job as a teacher's aide or a janitor or something.
Oh, it's a course.
Of course it's a course, of course, of course, but that's of course.
Igor, you're a little silly tonight. Mm-hmm. What's got into you?
PGS. Pigs has changed my life.
In another corner of our bar, Guinness Stout meets up with Olivia Hoover Dom Ross.
Olivia, love.
Now, where have you been? I thought you were coming to dinner last Wednesday. I fixed corned beef and cabbage, your favorite.
Oh, Jesus, I thought it was on for tonight. On Wednesday, I was drumming me digits on me CompuCute keyboard.
You were being creative. Oh, how wonderful. What are you writing about?
A thrilling novel about life and death on the last frontier. It's all about the madam of a Juno hook shop and her strange fur-trapping uncle.
Is his trap line in the same location as her business?
No, wrong sort of fur.
Good. I thought it was going to be X-rated for a minute there.
Oh, it's nasty for a couple of minutes, but that's called a literary license.
You're a licensed writer? What kind of a test do they give you?
Well, it's a two-part test, spelling and taste.
A spelling test and a taste test?
Yes. To be licensed, you must pass the first and fail the second.
How do you fail a taste test?
Spend more than 4 weeks in Anchorage.
In front of the Capitol building, Kent Flash Clark is busy trying to keep Joe Treadwell from making a fool out of himself.
Joe, what are you going to do? You can't just walk into the Capitol and tell everyone to clear out.
Want to bet?
I've been waiting for years for a chance like this. I can hardly wait to see the expression on the governor's face.
But Joe, they won't let you just talk to the governor just like that.
I'll walk into the legislature. They're in session. I'm a citizen. Hell, I'm their landlord.
Yeah, sure, Joe. But you gotta play it right. You know, line up the media. I've still got an in with the vampire, for instance, and I could probably...
You mean I can't just walk into the Capitol and kick them all out? It's my property.
Joe, be realistic. The property's worth lots, and I'm sure you can take them to the cleaners and make a lot of money.
I can make more money with them out of there. Open up Treadwell's Trap, the fanciest souvenir shop in Southeast, where the Capitol used to be.
But Joe, if the Capitol has to move, where can it go?
Flash, I've been pro-move for years. You think I care? Hey, isn't that the correspondent from the Anchorage Crimes? Hey, you!
Joe, wait!
And outside Norman Newman Normal's office with a view, Bucky is muscling his way in.
There's a man here to see you, Mr. Nominal.
That's Normal, Grumpy. But anyway, what does he want?
I don't know, damn it, but he has a sharp object in his hands and he smells like halibut. Hey, you can't go in there yet!
Dag Nabbit, are you the feller in charge?
Hey, I know you. Are you that little guy who climbed on my boat and needing a whole jaw full of by God bridge work? How's it biting, buddy?
I don't think I asked for a louse crawl. I mean, house call. Look, my teeth are perfect now. I brush 29 times a day. I just had my gum shampooed.
Get your mind out of your mouth and listen to what I gotta say.
About what?
I know about somebody drilling somebody else.
Oh, well, were they consenting adults?
God blast it! That wasn't sexual innuendo. That was metaphoric violence. I'm talking about murder. I got the goods on a killer.
Well, who do you mean?
Well, you gotta keep it a secret, but I think Susie Winkensnitch killed my father, Lem Mendenhall. I can't prove it yet, but I'm working on her. I will find out.
Well, if you can get the proof, we'll carry on the investigation to the full extent of the law.
That's all? I thought you were in charge of our state's criminal injustice system.
Tune in, maybe, for another episode of Our City, Our Bar.
As you remember, maybe, Our City, Our Bar. In the Capitol building, we find Mary Beth Breedlove knocking on Senator Saul Powerful's office.
Senator Powerful? Senator, are you here?
Mary Beth, it's just you. Long time no see. What are you doing here so late? You scared me.
Up to your old tricks, aren't you?
No. I'm just an old fuddy-duddy this session.
I saw your light and just had to talk with you.
I think about you often, too. The office hasn't been the same without the pitter-patter of your office slippers.
That's what I was thinking. Senator, you need me. I've been reading up on local hire and separate accounting, and I thought, well, can I have my old job back?
Separate accounting? What's that?
Oil taxes, Senator.
You mean it's tax time again? Oh, I need a good deductible, Mary Beth. Quick, think of something.
You could make me your ward. Or how about just hiring me, and I'll think of something quick.
Is that a proposal?
Of sorts. Remember how good it was last session? Me, your right-hand man, writing those dramatic speeches you gave on the floor?
Yeah, I was something then. This session, not even the weekly newspaper correspondent wants an interview. I've done nothing controversial. I'm a has-been, Mary Beth.
But aren't you still on the science fiction? Senate Finance Committee?
Yeah, but that senator from up north keeps faking me out. She's got me on the outs. Acts just like a Dalai Lama or something.
You really need me, Senator, as much as I need you. I can give you the woman's perspective. Remember, behind every good old boy there's a brain, and that brain's called a good secretary.
You're hired, MB. Let's get to work. Tonight.
Senator Powerful, you're still a real creep.
That's the spirit, Mary Beth.
And at the Juno Croquet Club, Sam O'Muscatel and Igor are pumping iron.
You say if I make my muscles bigger, the girls will like me?
Shut up and keep pumping iron.
I am pumping, but nothing's coming out.
You know, Igor, you might get your Valentine if you shaved your hands.
Valentine? What's that?
Igor, you see, every year at this time, boys and girls and men and women trade their hearts.
Hearts? I like hearts, but I wouldn't give one to anyone. It's too messy.
Hey, guys, fighting the flab?
Bucky.
Igor, I'm surprised to see you here.
I'm trying to get hearts, I guess.
No talking, Igor. If you don't finish your bench presses, you won't have a heart to worry about. Now, let's go.
Bucky, what's a Valentine? Sam says it's hearts.
Well, sorta. You give some girls some flowers.
You mean like she's dead?
No. You read her some poetry.
Oh, I know some Edgar Allan poetry. Quoth the raven, nevermore.
Oh, Igor, the only Valentine you'll ever understand is a St. Valentine's Day massacre.
Oh, now I understand. It's a salad. Hearts, flowers, candy.
In Dennis Harbor, Simon Salmon is discovering a few hidden items aboard Susie Winkersnitch's boat, the Rust Bucket.
What's this? Bones?
And in our bar, Dennis Stout is searching for a plot for his new novel with help from Kitty Galore.
Oh, I know a sad story. All about a lady dog catcher who meets a silver-tongued, fast-talking womanizer and sacrifices all her scruples about animal protection and population control for one brief, shining moment of tawdry excitement.
Nah, sounds like a soap opera. It's probably been done.
It certainly has been done.
I need some new material, something I can sell to make a million.
Sell? You think someone would pay to hear my story?
That's not exactly what I meant. I'm looking for new material.
Well, what about a burger joint that makes their burgers with ground sirloin?
So?
Well, it's not what anybody would have expected, really.
Perhaps you've had enough for tonight.
Stay tuned, maybe, for another episode of Our City, Our Bar. As you remember, maybe, Our City, Our Bar. As the morning sun rises above Dennis Harbor, we find Bucky tossing and turning in his bunk.
Hey, you low life, no account woman chasing son of a fisherman?
Oh, go away. Leave me alone.
I'm talking to you, Fishbait. Har, har, har.
Fishbait? You're the one who's Fishbait. I thought Susie fed you to the crabs.
Susie? Crabs? I got tired of that and gave her the slip. I'll have to tell you that story sometime, if you can find me.
Find you? You mean, oh, wait a minute. Who are you? Lim? Mendenhall? Dad? Father? You're alive.
You wouldn't know me if I passed out in your lap. Why don't you just find a woman and drop her? I don't need the attention. So long, kid. I gotta run my trap line. The bay's freezing over.
Wait, don't go. Don't leave me, Dad.
Bucky, wake up. You're having a nightmare.
Simone. I was dreaming about my father.
Your father?
And down in the assembly chamber.
Mary Beth, I'm glad you came. The senator couldn't make it?
He had to attend the fire drill, Sam.
Well, I'm glad you got here. We've got a terrorist in town.
A terrorist? How exciting!
Mary Beth, this is serious.
You think I could get Muammar Gaddafi's autograph?
Mary Beth, there is a crazed lunatic threatening to make Juno powerless.
You mean He's going to kidnap Bill Ray? Gag Vern Metcalf?
Oh, Mary Beth, I'm not talking about art. I'm talking electricity. This madman says he can cut off the power anytime he wants to.
But why, Sam?
He said to protest U.S. involvement in Haiti, the Grant-Rutman Act, and AELP's high rates.
Well, how's he going to do it? Laser beams? Computers? Star Wars?
No. Strategically placed Mylar balloons.
Mylar balloons? Can we stop him?
We've got troopers all over town with BB Uzis. The florists have been alerted. We've done everything.
You'd better get the clowns and gorillas in on this too, Sam.
Up the street, by the court building, Norman Newman Normal meets Kent Flash Clark.
Hey, Norm. Haven't seen you in a while. How goes the campaign to become our governor?
Rough, Flash. I really need to start pulling in the retributions. Oh, I mean the contributions. My travel budget is so low, I have to travel by Gold Street.
That must be slow.
Oh, no. I just sprinkle white powdered sugar on the outside of the envelope, and they take me right downtown with a police escort. But it's not very impressive holding my rallies at the police dumpsters after I slip out through the bottom of the package.
Well, are you picking up any new voters?
No, but I'm starting to pick up PAC dollars.
Which political arrogance committees are supporting you?
I've had donations from the oil industry through Slick PAC. The Teamsters have given me some cash and advice through Thug PAC. And my biggest contribution has been from the League of Brewers, Retailers, and Arctic Trawlers.
You mean Brat PAC? So, how much do you have?
$33.87, not including candidate sales tax. But they all let me address their annual candidates' meetings in cholesterol feeds.
As the featured speaker?
No, but right after I bust the tables.
Across the street in the Capitol building, we find Joe Treadwell.
Igor! What in the heck are you doing with that butterfly net?
Oh, nothing. Seen any pigeons around here?
Pigeons? What do you want with pigeons?
It's an old family secret. You see, we take 11 herbs and spices. But what are you doing here?
I came to give an address to the Senate. They'll all need new addresses when I kick them out of here.
What do you mean?
I own this place. See this piece of paper? It's the deed to the land this building stands on.
Oh, no. I mean, how interesting.
Yeah, it sure is. I'm going to set up a gift store here. Treadwell's Trap, I'll call it. The spot where the Capitol used to be.
But what's this big room? Senate. Senate what?
That's Senate. Come on, Igor, just through this door. All right, all you politicians, out of here. Hey, wait a minute. Where is everybody?
Isn't today a holiday?
What holiday? This is February 17. Valentine's Day is over.
But if I remember my citizenship training, this is George Washington's birthday. No lie.
Well, I've lived here all my life, but my folks are from Washington. Hey, but this is great. Nobody's here. We'll just move some of these desks out of the way, make room for the shelves.
Shelves? For what?
Plastic totem poles, Alaska t-shirts, wooden bears, chocolate Usics, all that stuff that tourists buy. I'm going to be rich!
In Dennis Harbor, we rejoin Simone Samon as she confronts Susie Winkersnitz. In Dennis Harbor, we rejoin Simone Samon as she confronts Susie Winkersnitz aboard the Rust Bucket.
All right, Suze, let's talk about the purple dog.
You saw him? I've been so worried. When did you see... Where?
Are you for real? Come on, Suze. Where did the bones come from?
Bones? What bones?
Remember the line about having a skeleton in the closet? Well, I found it.
Oh, my gosh! Lem!
So you did bump him off.
Oh, my God! My life is over.
Your life? Slim's life is more like it.
Zim's life? What horrible grammar. It's that life, you bimbo. I've never heard you talk that way to Simone. Why are you so upset? Oh, Susie. Guinness is just terrible.
It's not bad if you chill it, but I do prefer Bath Ale always.
She's talking about her boyfriend.
My ex-boyfriend. He stood me up again. You're in love with a beer?
I wish he was a beer. At least I'd get better head.
Tune in again maybe, for another episode of Our City, Our Bar. As you remember, maybe, Our City, Our Bar. This week, let's join Norman Newman Normal at his gubernatorial campaign hindquarters.
Boy, I sure was fortunate to scrape together enough pack bucks to rent this old popcorn palace in the Boredom Creek Mall. Some of these bags almost look animal still. Big quiet place, plenty of room. I don't know why there aren't any other stores out here, though.
Look, there was no receptionist for me to barge by, so I'll just talk down to you.
Excuse me? Oh, my God. It's Sylvia's car.
Now, listen to me, you malapropping corksucker, and get this straight. I'm Olivia Hoover Dom Ross. I'm not my sister Sylvia, and as far as I know, I never have been.
Well, whoever you were, what do you want?
All right. You're still the chief persecutor, aren't you?
Well, that's my title, but they don't pay me while I'm politicking.
Anyway, your campaign looks like it's already running short of financial assets.
Yes, but I should have plenty of cash after my big benefit accordion concert and oatmeal feed.
I can get you enough money to put Sweet and Low on all those oats and rent a 20-piece squeeze box orchestra, and that's just the beginning.
But how? And why?
If you help me, you can be the only candidate who can truthfully claim to be fighting crime instead of committing it.
I'll do it. It's the only way. At least as far as I know.
And down in the assembly chambers...
Sam, you gotta help me stop Joe Treadwell. He's kicking everyone out of the Capitol.
Flash, I haven't seen you in days. What have you been doing?
I've been working, believe it or not, to save our city from that lunatic. He claims he owns the Capitol.
Oh, come on, it can't be that serious.
He's down there right now changing the locks with a hammer. I'm telling you, Sam, we've got problems.
I didn't think Joe Treadwell was serious about anything.
He's always been serious about one thing. He hates state government.
Doesn't everyone?
Everyone who doesn't have a state job.
Well, what's he up to?
Last time I saw him, he was on his way to hook up a hot tub in the speaker's chamber.
I thought there was already one there.
I guess it wasn't big enough.
What makes him think he owns the Capitol anyway?
He's got a deed. His parents left it to him in a box full of gold. Out in the cold.
Cold gold. He'll be on ice for good if we don't stop him.
It'll take more than us to stop him. We'll need Super Lawyer.
Down by the X-Ferry Terminal, we join Bucky and Susie Winkensnitch for a romantic interlude.
Lobster at the peak was delicious, and it was so much fun watching the ferry arrive.
Yeah, I like supporting the person's wharf.
It's been so wonderful. I'm glad you aren't angry with me anymore.
Well, it was all a misunderstanding. Let's just say, well, I've seen the light. Speaking of which, what did happen to Lim?
I told you.
Yeah?
I drank too much champagne and... then he was gone.
Well, what do you think happened? I mean, why did he leave? Did he swim ashore?
So many questions. I feel like I'm on trial.
Well, we can arrange that, Susie. Well, of course not. But I want to find my father.
There was a redhead on this tender.
A tender redhead. That sounds like Dad. So you think he left you?
You don't think he'd leave me, really, do you, Buck? I mean, not for another woman.
Susie, you're his 27th wife.
Down at Ground Chuck's Burger in a Bun, we find Igor preparing another batch of secret sauce.
Double, double, toil and trouble. Cauldron boiling, cauldron bubble.
Igor, are you back here?
Miss Kitty Galore, did you bring any puppies?
Well, kittens are the best I can do today, all right?
But they have too many bones.
Well, you're lucky to get that. I still don't know exactly what you do with them, but they're always cleaner next time I pick them up.
It's the secret of the secret sauce.
Igor, I've got a little secret, too, and... I could use a favor.
Yes? Anything I can help you with?
I need meat.
Oh, yes, I know you do. The American Carnivorousness Council says you never outgrow your need for meat. What kind of meat? Swim meat?
No, silly. For my dog team.
Do they play gold medal?
No, the Iditarod. It's a dog sled race.
You have your own dogs?
Well, there are plenty at the pound, and I've been picking up likely-looking prospects all over town. Dogs, I mean. I've got a pretty good team, I think, but I need to feed them on the trail, so I need meat.
Don't you have dog food at the pound?
Well, yeah, but it's not for race dogs.
Yes, but with a special sauce. It'll make those dogs run. It's an old family secret. I'll give you a gallon and a half, and they'll never catch you.
Well, I don't know. I was hoping for sirloin, but I guess...
Trust me, it will work out fine. I just won't give any to Libby this year.
It's 6 a.m. in Senator Saul Powerful's office, located behind a new partition in the Capitol Building boiler room. Only the industrious are awake.
This is the worst hangover of my life!
Out wooing a new client, Murphy.
Just an old one, Mary Beth. An old one. The coalition of special interest groups who don't believe the sky is falling in was in town. All 250 of them. They paid big money for someone to tell them state funds are still available for capital projects.
But what happens when they find out there isn't... Oh, ouch, damn it, Murphy. I broke my fingernail on this. Oh, wretched manual typewriter. They won't even give Senator Powerful a display writer these days.
Some years you're up, and some years you're down.
Let's see, I've paced off 20 feet, so I'll put the sauna over here and the hot tub behind this here partition. Oh, Mary Beth, haven't you got your eviction notice yet?
Joe Treadwell, the bane of my existence. What the hell are you talking about?
Mary Beth, who the hell is this guy? I didn't know Senator Powerful actually took that local hire stuff seriously.
The tables are turned now, Mary Beth. I got the deed to this here building, and I own it all. This floor is going to be my massage parlor. It's going to be the health club.
Let me see that. Oh, wait, Prudhoe Bay. He really does own this building.
Damn right. Now, if you could be on your way, I have some redecorating to do.
Hey, whoa. Slow down, fella. What exactly is it you're planning to do here?
Well, this will be my, health club. And in the Senate chambers is the gift shop.
Gift
I already shop. Took out that tacky furniture, and pretty soon I'm going to get
Penny
some...
Penny Annie stuff.
Huh?
With this deed, you could really rake in the buck.
What do you mean?
Hey, with this deed, you own a piece of every bill and every appropriation that passes through the building.
I do, huh?
It's worth millions. Yeah. And if you don't mind my putting my 2 cents in, you really need a lobbyist to put this deal together.
Aren't you guys forgetting something? This is a seat of government. It can't be bought and sold like the senator.
We'll see about that.
Stay tuned, maybe, for another episode of Our City, Our Bar.
As you remember, Our City, Our Bar, Buck and Susie are still on their date, this time aboard the Deep Cavity.
I had a great time the other night, Susie. You know, it's funny how things work out, you know, with Lim and all.
Buck, I don't know that anything has worked out yet, but I'm so glad you stopped thinking the worst about everything.
Well, things aren't always as bad as they seem. I saw Lim in a dream and... Well, even though I think he is alive, well, I just don't know.
You saw him? I wonder what happened.
So do I.
Buck, I'm not real smart, I think. Can you help me figure this thing out?
I'll help you understand, but first I need to know. How did Lim act before he left? Was he nice to you? Did he mention me ever? Me, his son,
Buck,
my mother,
someone's
Cleveland?
Coming.
Jubilant that Norman Newman Normal has recovered most of her gold from Simone Simone, Olivia has decided to take a vacation.
Flash, where are you going?
Well, I'm leaving town on official city business.
Oh, give me a break. The first time you ever expend any energy for the city, it's to pack your bags for a boondoggle.
Well, I was planning a little side trip to Monaco, but I really am on city business. I'm hiring a lawyer.
What about local hire?
Sam and I have got to stop Joe from taking over the Capitol.
Well, that's different. You need the big guns for that. What a gamble.
That's exactly what I had in mind.
Blackjack, roulette, or slot machine.
Well, I was thinking Keno. By the way, Olivia, where are you headed?
Well, Flash, by incredible coincidence, I'm going your way. To Monaco. Want to sit together on the plane?
Hey, we found our nest egg together.
So we might as well watch it hatch. Together.
Somewhere near Ruby, financier Charles Sharp and Igor encounter Kitty Galore as she mushes her way to Nome, her dogs powered by secret sauce.
Ah, Mr. Sharp, are you here?
Ah, yes. How's my little investment working out, Miss Galore?
What's the matter? What's the matter? You're way ahead of everyone, but you're 50 miles off course.
Dogs, they're just rank amateurs. I mean, they run really fast, but they're backfiring. It's terrible. A moose turned tail and ran. The smell. I can't keep my concentration.
It's not time to cry over spilled milk. I know what we'll do. Let's load you, the dogs, and the sled into the chopper and return you to the trail. A little ahead of here, maybe.
Mr. Sharp, that would be wrong.
Oh, shut up, you little goody two-shoes, and get into the chopper.
I have a better idea. I'll fix the dogs, and then you can run back to the trail. Here, take these corks. One for each doggy.
Oh,
it turns them into pooches. It's just fine.
Up at the Capitol, Joe Treadwell is getting the old building ready for his gift shop and health club.
Where's my desk? What's going on here?
Oh, Senator, this man, Joe Treadwell, the bane of my existence, says he owns the Capitol and he's going to put a hot tub in your office.
Damn right. This joint is going to be Treadwell's tourist trap shop and massage parlor. A health club. Now, Senator, if you can just get these statue books out of here so that I can move this other stuff.
Hot tubs are small potatoes, Joe. If we let the legislature meet here, you can get a percentage of every bill introduced. You'd be rich beyond your wildest dreams. Think about it.
This is preposterous. Murphy Clout, I can hardly believe my ears. This is outrage! Well, thank you, Mary Beth.
Senator, this deal is okay.
What? If you say so, Murphy.
Saul, if you play your cards right, you could be in charge of the Finance Committee again. Not to mention overseeing the legislative lounge.
Watch it, Senator. These two are about as reliable as the Eagle Crest Ski Report. What are you up to, Murphy?
Joe, you need a senator you can deal with. It's going to cost the state millions if they can't pay the rent and have to move the Capitol. Senator, this is your big chance. You could go down in session law as the man who negotiated with Joe Treadwell and save the Capitol.
Yes. I'd be honored throughout my career in government.
It sounds good to me.
Joe will fill you in all the details in his first annual State of the Building address next week.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. Senator, Murphy, Joe, you're all corrupt.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
Boy, this town is sure full of weirdos, but I think I'll catch the next plane out. This is Tom Bodette asking you to stay tuned for another episode of Our City, Our Bar.
As you remember,
Our City, Our Bar. Charles Sharp and Igor are waiting for Susie's dog team at the finish line in Shaktulik.
Where'd you think she is?
Well, at the rate she was going, she should have been here by now.
I hope the seals I put in those dogs held.
Those corks?
Yes, with the secret
sauce. I know, but she should have been here hours ago.
Outside the Capitol, Sam O'Muscatel and Senator Saul Powerful are eagerly awaiting Joe Treadwell's State of the Building address.
Are you ready for Joe Treadwell's address, Senator Powerful?
Address? I didn't know he was gay.
His State of the Building address, Senator. Remember, he owns the Capitol.
Oh, do I have to go inside? It's so nice outside. The street vendors came out and saw their shadows. It must be springtime.
You owe it to your constituents, Senator.
Well, all right.
Everybody make yourselves at home. Yeah, that's it. Sorry some of you senators have to sit in the hot tubs. At least they ain't filled up yet. Okay, let's get down to the state of the building, which is, I own it, and you all have to get out. Unless we can come to terms. My trusted advisor and compadre, Murphy Clout, has devised a plan whereby you politicians won't have to move, and you can save the people of Alaska the headache and cost of finding a new capital. Murph's idea is simple. I get a cut of all the action. That is, let's say the legislator passes a bill for $30,000 to purchase some silly piece of art. I get a modest 5 or 10%. See how it works? I hope you'll agree it's a good plan, because if you don't, you better go take another look at that swamp up in Willow. Oh, and another thing. The ground floor will be exclusively Treadwell's Trap and Health Spa. Genuine Alaskan gifts and pleasure... hot tubs. Well, that's about it. Just remember, I've lived here all my life. And Alaska's best interest is mine, whether it's 5 or 10%. Thank you.
Kitty Galore has been madly mushing her team somewhere in the northern wilds of Alaska.
Wow, I haven't made such good time since my last date, but where am I anyhow? Hey, you there!
Are you talking to me, comrade?
No, my name's not Conrad, it's Kitty. Say, does this trail go to Nome?
No, this trail don't go no place. Stays right here.
Very funny, Conrad. Well, listen, my team's tired, and I'm low on dog food.
Dog food?
So, where's the nearest checkpoint?
Checkpoint? Ah! Checkpoint Charlie!
No, I don't know that one. How about Ruby or Caltag? Just where am I, anyway?
Ah, Wrangel Island, territory of Soviet People's Republic.
Wrangel Island? No, that's part of Alaska. Say, you're kind of cute anyway, Conrad. It must be time for my 24-hour stopover. What are you doing tonight?
Meanwhile, back at Dennis Harbor, Susie and Bucky get a surprise visit while playing doctor aboard the Deep Cavity.
Bucky! Susie!
Simone!
Oh, shut up, Bucky. Susie, you slunt. Buck, a bimbo, I am not. If you think for one moment that you can have your cake and eat it, too.
Edith? But my name is Susie. Who's Edith? Buck, is there someone else? No, I don't think I want to know.
Is there someone else? So what am I, canned salmon? I'll tell you right now, sis, it's no more Ms. Nice Guy. Treat me like a doormat, Bucky. And for what? This box of rocks? Well, maybe you deserve her. After all, everyone knows what happened to her last lover.
You! Some way to talk. When you needed a job, I gave you one. I'm not dumb. I saw you here with Buck.
Yes, you did see me here with Bucky, but we weren't cleaning house. It was more like playing house. But the party's over.
What party? Buck, you didn't mention you were expecting company.
God, I feel so cheap.
Stay tuned for another episode of Our City, Our Bar.